Guy, are you listening? Are you listening? If you're not listening, then see your life. And of course, I've decided to redirect my podcast to a conversation on Afrobeats, the African genre dominating the global music scene. And as a fan or mshabiki in Swahili, you can expect to hear my take, interviews, and banter on all matters surrounding Afrobeats. And of course, you're listening to the Afro Banter Beats podcast with Bobby Nishimwe. And it is not banter, it is banter. Please, Guy, don't vex me now. Hello, 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 everybody. I am so excited to be dropping this episode because it has to do with my end of the year review on African music. And by end of the year, that is 2022. I know this is being released in 2023. My bad. Hey, some things came up and, you know, it's getting released now. So, you know, enjoy it while you can. Thank you for being patient. For those of you that knew that I was working on this review, and I didn't get it out in time, but, you know, 2 days late, you know, hey, could be worse. Here we are. But basically, I wrote a blog on my blog site called afrobanta.com, which you should go and check out. And the title of this blog is called A Look Back at 2022, A Year in African Music by Bobby Nishimwe. Before I start with my own review, I asked a few friends of mine to answer these four questions with relation to my take on African music this year. The first question that I asked them was, what was your favorite moment of 2022 in African music?
I would have to say Rema's Rave and Roses tour in the U.S. I think that was a big indicator of his success on a global scale. And his team captured just like the fandom in the U.S. and also like the energy that he brings as a performer very, very well. And in addition to that, the collaboration that Mavin Records announced with their artist and the song they dropped, Wanda Mo. And it looks like they're going to be working on more music as a record label.
was probably Ashake's. And his dancing when he had them big old pants, them big ass trousers. He was just dancing. And I was like, wow, we really come full circle. Like, he can do no wrong.
The community built on TikTok in terms of African dances and the trends with undercover or like low-key African songs rising to the top and just seeing communities come together, people from all ends of the world, try their hands at dancing, even though, like me, I can't do legwork, I can't do nothing, but like just to see the laughter and the happiness and the joy that was brought around these challenges, definitely was an experience.
What, in your opinion, was the most prominent sound in African music for this year?
Definitely Amapiano. Ashake took over the sound waves, took over the world. Everybody was playing Amapiano, every function, commercial, local, like everything, everybody was playing Amapiano this year.
I would say Amapiano, it definitely broke through this year. Just all of those artists, like they definitely did their thing.
Without a question of a doubt, the most prominent sound of this year in terms of African music, this was the year of Amapiano. Literally, when I tell you almost all of the hit songs, bro, shout out to South Africa. Shout out to South Africa. They took a hold on this year. This year was theirs. Because when I tell you, those beats have crack in them. It doesn't matter. I don't even care if I listen to three songs with the same beat. If it's that beat, girl, run it back. Run it back immediately. They did something with that. And I'm glad I could witness it.
I think Amapiano took over in 2022. People like Ashake really just blew up. And honestly, I didn't go a day without hearing Amapiano sound.
What African artists did you play the most in 2022?
Rema, for sure. Again, Raven Roses was my favorite album. The first three songs on that tape, Divine, Hold Me, and Dirty. Like, that's the craziest run. Craziest opening to an album I've heard in a while. So big up to Rema
I definitely played Wizkid the most. I've always been a Wizkid fan, and I just love his music, so I'll probably play them the most.
So, as this man has been my top contender since approximately 2017, my most played, or my, I guess you could say my top African artist of this year was the one and only Burna. However, Asake, that man got very close. I will not lie. It was like neck to neck this year. Back and forth between the two.
I think CK was probably my most played African artist. My favorite is Tay-C. I think Burna Boy and Wizkid obviously are up there as well.
What would you like to see happen in African music for the new year?
Definitely more Afro-Caribbean collaborations. We saw Wizkid collaborate with Skilly Bang and Shensia, which was really dope. And Asake just dropped a song with Friday, who's a Haitian-American artist. So definitely looking forward to more African and Caribbean crossovers, Caribbean crossovers.
I would like to see more Francophone music, more French music, just because like they have such beautiful music, but we don't hear it in the mainstream sound, which is unfortunate, and we need to hear it more.
I need Afro Swing to come back. I don't care what it takes. J Hus, I'm adding you. Malik Berry needs to come back to the scene. Who else? Kojo, Lotto Boys, all of them, run it back immediately.
I think that more collabs across different industries would be super cool. There's a lot of R&B artists that I think would go crazy on some of the Afro tracks that have been released this year. So to see some more African artists collabing with people like SZA, Summer Walker, I feel like that would just be, that would make it for me.
What a tremendous year it has been for African music, from the rise of new artists such as Nigerian star Asake to the increased infusion of the South African sound of Amapiano into the music stemming from West and East Africa to the record level global popularity. African music has not been short of achievements to boast. For a long time, Africa was depicted as the dark continent, both by prominent Western economists, anthropologists, and writers. Growing up in the States, most of the people around me knew Africa as a continent steeped in constant civil wars, crippling debt, and starvation. There was no level of genuine curiosity for the people of the continent and our cultures. Rather, a mere patronizing view of Africans as a people, albeit diverse, who needed help from the rest of the world. Although this view of Africans as helpless people has not been fully eradicated from the minds of Westerners, today's generation has come a lot farther in embracing African culture than was true during the days of my childhood. Beyond this, you even see a lot of young Africans born and raised in the diaspora embracing and repping their culture a lot more. This is all thanks to the growing popularity of African music in a digital environment that allows Africans to be the authors of their own existence on new age information mediums. African music has been able to place African culture at the forefront of global thought leadership and hubs of entertainment. Culture is the prism through which we not only come to understand but relate to one another. The misunderstanding of another's culture limits our ability to create a global society that is accepting, empathetic, and connected. Today's global generation sees no borders in its ability to take pride in cultures that are different from their own. Coming off a pandemic that had literally shut the entire world down, African music benefited from the increased digitization of social life. TikTok, more than any other platform, helped to accelerate the popularity of African music due to the dance challenges that can easily be attributed to the rhythmic African songs. Most African genres are dance-based at their core, henceforth TikTok being an effective and natural fit for this dance culture of African music. The best African artists of 2022, Asake. Well, let's just say that Asake was undoubtedly the breakout star of the year. He started 2022 with an EP that would prove fruitful and setting him up for a year of success. His debut EP, Olalade Asake, released in February of 2022, featured featured four songs with Sumba and Oma Ope featuring Olamide taking off like a firestorm. Sumba had become so popular that Burna Boy jumped on that record for a remix only a month after its release. This track ended up becoming that one song that just had to be played at every single African function. From his increased popularity and continued success in the subsequent singles that he released that summer, Asake went on to announce his first international tour. Right before he was set to go on tour, he released his first album titled Mr. Money with the Vibe. Just like his hit singles, this album was by far the best project to have come out of the continent this year. There were zero skips on that album, and that is hard to find these days. His tour proved to be successful for the most part, starting in a multi-city North American tour to a UK tour that, you know, unfortunately ended tragically with his third sold-out night at the Brixton O2 Academy, resulting in the death of two individuals after non-ticket-holding fans stormed the venue and overwhelmed security. If you had kept up with Asake's North American tour, you would know that he had a unique signature entrance for each city. At his Chicago show, he was wearing a jean skirt top, like who even knew that was a thing? In Atlanta, he came out on stage walking a goat with a rope tied around its neck. I will say, it seemed like he was in some sort of battle with the goat, as it showed signs of being an unwilling participant. So then we got to New York City, and Asake did not disappoint. He came out with the ski mask, can't get more New York than that, while carrying a bundle of sticks with him over his shoulders. Am I going to try and decipher the meaning behind him carrying sticks? No, because I'm not even sure Asake knows the reasoning. He sold out two nights at London's O2 Academy Brixton venue within minutes. Due to such high demand, he added a third night at this venue with a capacity of 4,921 people. At this rate, just give Asake one more year, and next we will hear that he has sold out the O2 arena. Outside of Africa, London is where you go when you want to know who the next big Afrobeats artist will be. In other words, it is the cultural hub of the global Afrobeats fan base. They are the trendsetters of the global African music scene due to the city's large and hyper-centralized population of first and second generation Africans. If an African artist hasn't broken into the London music scene, then they will have a long road ahead in other diaspora markets, with a slight exception of two Francophone artists, as their audience is fundamentally made up of a different core fan base than that of Afrobeats. Asake is from the streets of Lagos. I mean this literally and not figuratively. He has talked about growing up staying in a lot of hard places where they are hustlers. Though he describes his background as poor, he does not like offering the world with a wealth of joy through his music. He has a long career ahead of him, and if 2022 is any indication of what's to come, I believe he will be the next Burna Boy. I do not make that statement lightly, mostly because the level of amazement I felt from my first time seeing Burna live in 2019 is exactly what I felt when I saw Asake at his New York City show. The sound that defined African music in 2022, I'm a piano, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a piano. I gotta say, I'm a piano was the prominent sound coming out of Africa for the year of 2022. This South African genre captured the hearts of African music lovers from the groove scenes of Cape Town to the boiler rooms of London and to the balcony mix rooftops of New York City, a genre that started in the streets of South African townships has now taken over the global African music scene and has redefined what it means to be an African DJ. This sound has added a great deal of both creative and economic value to the dance and entertainment scene of African artists. All the major artists of Afrobeats to the West and Bongo Flava to the East have fully embraced and capitalized on the value that Amapiano has brought to the African music industry. Piano, short for Amapiano, is truly a DJ-led genre. Unlike other African music categories, This Msanzi sound celebrates and worships the DJs who mix and arrange the various instruments that give you a spiritual undertaking unlike any experience. There isn't a single top 2022 African artist who did not release an amapiano track this year, with the Shake leading the charge with his fusion sound of Afro-piano. This genre defined African music in 2022 and brought us closer to appreciating the artistry it required in the production and mixing of beats. Most streamed African song of 2022, that is Calm Down by Rema. Baby, calm down, calm down. Calm down. Dun, dun. I'm sorry, I should not be singing because I can't sing, but calm down, calm down. Yeah, calm down. Let me tell you something. That was the highest streamed African song of 2022 and certified gold in the U.S. It ends the year with 231 million streams on Spotify's alone, with the remix featuring Selena Gomez garnering 264 million streams on Spotify. Ladies and gentlemen, that is insane. Not even Burna Boy or Wizkid released a song in 2022 that reached this level of streams. This song ended the year with 25 weeks on the charts, peaking at 119 of top global songs on Spotify charts. The music video has 311 million views on YouTube. So, what did Rema do on the streaming side that even the giants of Afrobeats failed to achieve? The answer to this is simple. The younger generation of African artists are a lot more effective in their TikTok campaigns than are their older and more established counterparts. Rema is a 2000s baby, whereas Wizkid and Burna Boy are 90s babies. They grew up in two different eras, and so their digital acumen will also be different in nature. The Calm Down Challenge on TikTok currently has 873.1 million views, whereas Last Challenge has 46.8 million views. Granted, Wizkid and Burna Boy released their 2022 projects later into the year compared to the release of Rema's Calm Down. Even having said that, Rema still has more overall views on TikTok than Burna Boy and Wizkid. Frankly speaking, this was a beautiful track that garnered a lot of TikTok dance challenges, and it is the I Feel Good song that you can listen to anytime. The replay value of this song is extremely high in that you do not just want to listen to it once, rather you put it on a constant loop while dancing to its smooth rhythm. Hey, come on. Institutional wisdom will tell you that streams do not sell concert tickets. And this tends to be true for many new artists who have just one or two hit songs. But for Rema, his over 700 million plus streams, and those are just 2022 streams alone, and 30 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Again, those 700 million streams are just on Spotify, and the 30 million monthly listeners are also on Spotify. These streams made him the top streamed African artist of 2022 and translated to a successful worldwide tour. Rema's 2022 global tour of 10 plus countries consisted of Zambia, Kenya, US, Canada, Australia, that's not an Australian accent, the UK, France, Malta, Portugal, Norway, Netherlands, and more. He even had pop icon Madonna and Selena Gomez come out to see him perform on his US tour. What Rema showed is that sustained high streams with the right management can be translated into a ticket-selling operation. Huh? Operation. Ticket-selling operation. That is what Rema achieved. Big up to the Mandem. Big up to him. African DJ of the Year. Well, this goes with that saying. It was Uncle Waffles. 2022 was the year of African DJs. I mean, having grown up on African music, I can't quite remember a time when an African DJ's name ever came up in conversations. Now everyone wants to attend a show with an African DJ because they know the vibes will be unmatched. As it is no surprise, South African DJs took the helm of creating a global fan base
that was interested in the DJs as they were the artists. In fact, most of these DJs have come to be viewed more like artists than just mixers and beat producers. Leading the charge in 2022 were South African DJs Uncle Waffles, Major League DJs Kabza De Small, DJ Maforisa, Black Coffee, Nigerian DJ Spinall, New York-based DJs Tunes, who's Nigerian, and DJ Moma, who's East African, to name a few. These DJs were at the forefront of spreading the beautiful sounds, beats, riffs, BPMs, rhythms, and songs of Africa. A lot of these DJs also produce a great deal of the songs that we all have come to love in the year of 2022. As far as female African DJs go, I don't think there was a more talked about and sought after DJ than Uncle Waffles. She came out with her debut EP called Red Dragon, which featured her first hit record, Tanzania, or Tanzania, Tanzania, you gotta go listen to it, from her Johannesburg Boiler Room set, Coco London set, and Global Citizen Festival in Accra. Waffles started off 2022 strong, man, and ended it even on a higher note. She had a Europe tour that consisted of 6+ countries. Waffles went on to have her first U.S. tour, which included 6 cities from Chicago, L.A., Miami, Brooklyn, and more. I would go as far as to say that she had the best year as far as African DJs are concerned. Securing a collaboration with KFC South Africa to have a burger named after her, and was featured in the 3rd season of Netflix's South African series, How to Ruin Christmas. By the way, that series is really great. If you have not watched it, please go and watch it, because, man, it's funny, it's hilarious, it teaches you a lot of lessons, family, friends, and all that stuff. So go watch that show. Well, now we come to the African producer of the year. With that question, that was Majestics. We were blessed with an abundance of great songs from the continent this year, and that is thanks to the extremely talented African producers. From Lagos, Dar es Salaam to Cape Town, the African sound took various shapes and forms, with one particular genre dominating over the others, that being amapiano. With the recognition of this sound overtaking the sound coming from the continent, maybe I should have worded that differently, but who cares, man? Just listen, keep listening. Producers from the various regions sought ways of incorporating piano into their own regional sounds. Some of the producers that were at the forefront of this attempt at a fusion African sound and more were P2J, London, S2 Keezy, Liza Classic, and Majestics. P2J is probably the biggest producer in Africa and has worked with the top names in Afrobeats like Burna Boy and Wizkid. The tracks produced by P2J tend to follow that Afro jazz sound the Wizkid has become famous for, but he also did not shy away from experimentation like the Afro piano tracks that he included on Wizkid's recent album. You cannot be a true Afrobeats fan and not have stumbled upon a song produced by London. He co-produced the biggest Afrobeats song of 2022, Calm Down by Rema. He also produced the majority of Rema's Rave and Roses album, and he also co-produced some of Arastar's biggest hits. S2 Keezy, a Tanzanian producer under the management of Africa Creative Agency, is the brains behind some of the most popular tracks stemming from East Africa. S2 Keezy has been at the forefront of the bongo piano sound, carefully infusing Tanzanian bongo flavor sounds with the popular South African sound of amapiano. He produced bongo piano songs such as Mchumba by Nandi, Shetani by Mboso featuring Costa Titch and Alpha Cat, Fresh by Diamond Platnumz featuring Focalistic, Costa Titch, and Pabi Kupa, and more. Liza Classic is also a Tanzanian producer who is the top producer for what WCB Wasafi, Diamond Platnumz' label. I would go as far as to argue that Liza is responsible for the modern bongo flavor sound and should be credited for the current popularity that the genre enjoys in East Africa and the rest of the continent. He has produced most of the albums of Diamond Platnumz, Rayvanny, Zuchu, and Mboso. Now let's get to Majestics. An African meal is not complete without the addition of Maggi Cubes. They are the key ingredient to solidifying the diverse, beautiful flavors that have come to define the taste of African cuisine. In that same vein, Nigerian producer Majestix was the instrument that helped the world to understand what a true fusion sound of Fuji, Afrobeats, and Amapiano ought to sound. He single-handedly pioneered the sound of Afropiano. This sound has become popular with other top African artists and producers. Majestix is the producer behind the addictive beats that made Asake the African artist of 2022. He produced both Asake's debut EP and album, which feature the hottest African tracks of the year. There is no other single African producer who influenced the sound of African music like Majestix. He was the heartbeat of African functions and ended the year as the best African producer of 2022, according to Bob and Shemwe. Yes, that is according to me. Take it or leave it. Go cry about it to your mama or your daddy. I ain't the one. All right, yo. African record label of the year. So here's the problem. I couldn't choose one, so I had to pick two. And the two are Maven Records and YBNL, which I actually don't know what YBNL stands for. I'm going to have to go research that and tell y'all later. But Maven Records and YBNL label houses some of the hottest African artists of 2022. I simply could not pick between the two record labels because they both had a tremendous year. Maven Records' roster includes Rema, Iris Star, Crayon, Ledipo, and more. They have the biggest African artists by streams and released one of the hottest tracks of the summer, Overloading, Overdose, and ended the year off with a fast-paced tempo Afrobeat song, Wanda Mo, as a collective of label artists. The Maven Records roster is simply a killer roster with a fleet of young artists who are the future of Afrobeats and African music writ large. Don Jazzy should be applauded for the great management and label team that he put together in Maven Records. Now, let's get to YBNL. YBNL's roster includes Olamide, Asake, Fireboy, DML, and more. These three artists have created some of the biggest African songs of 2022. Asake had the best run of any African artist, releasing hit after hit. Fireboy DML ended the year with his Playboy album, generating 300 million plus streams on Spotify. Olamide, who runs the label, signed the biggest new artist, Asake, from the continent, with impressive tours from both Asake and Fireboy in 2022, which actually attended both Asake and Fireboy concerts. Loved both of them. Great performers. Hey, love the two brothers. Don Jazzy and Olamide contributed so much to the Afrobeats and African music scene this year, with a work ethic that kept fans on the edge of their seats waiting for the next hit to drop from these two labels. They had the ears of African music fans captivated and entertained all throughout 2022. All right. Now we get to one of the big parts now. Top album of the year. That goes to Mr. Money with a Vibe by Asake. As I've discussed above, this goes without saying that Asake not only had the best hits this year, but he also had the best album. His project, Mr. Money with the Vibe, is probably the only album I listened to without the need to skip a song. The album had 12 songs, which was great for me since I absolutely hate long albums, and every single track had its own energy that simultaneously flowed well into the next. This project was the adrenaline that powered African party goers, and it was the beat to which we successfully danced through 2022. Now, there were other great albums, and so I put together a list of my top 10 albums of the year and included some of their, either their top song on that album or just a song that I really love from that album. So, of course, we have Mr. Money with a Vibe, Asake, Sumba featuring Burna Boy was the top song on there, Rave and Roses by Rema, Calm Down, the top and one of my favorite songs from that album, Love Damini by Burna Boy, Giant of Africa, and of course, Last, that's the one I had to put there, Boy Alone by Omale. I'm telling you, a lot of y'all underestimated this album. It was very underrated. I don't know why, but I love this album. It's all for the sad lover boys, I guess, out there. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. And Understand was undoubtedly my favorite track from that album. And then we have Sad Romance by CK. Emiliana was the top song on there, the top track on that album. But yeah, I actually really love that album. CK, you did a great job. brother. You should be very proud of yourself. Eh? Hey. And then there's this album, SR3, by KO, who is South African, I believe. And the top song on there, which was also my favorite from that album, Sete, featuring Young Stunna and Blackie. I don't know if that's how you say his name. It's B-L-X-C-K-I-E. Don't know. People have interesting names these days. And then there was Tukos to Gold by the icon, the legend, Fali Ipupa, straight from DRC. Wana Congo, Wana Congo, hey, le padre, le grand boss. And one of the biggest track from that album was Licolo featuring Nino. And then we have KOA 2 Part by the amazing South African DJ Kabza De Small. And of course, the track from there is Kusela featuring Saki, beautiful sort of Afro House piano track, if you're going to listen to it. And then we have from my home country of birth, Tanzania, my brother Mboso. He released an EP. I know it's not an album, but I'll still consider it under this album category. The EP is called Khan, K-H-A-N, Khan by Mboso. And of course, my favorite song from there is Shetani, featuring Costa Titch and Alpha Cat, which, by the way, for those of you who don't understand Swahili, Shetani means devil. Yeah, but that's not a reason I like it. It's just a great beat. Yo, it just flows well. And of course, Costa Titch, you know, who has been blowing up, like South African. He's a South African piano artist who's just been blowing up, like probably one of the greatest performers. I haven't seen him in person, but the videos I've seen, homeboy gets it. Like, homeboy be performing, you know, getting it. And so definitely would like to see him in person. And then last but not least, this was also a sleeper, as in underrated. Some of you are not hip to it. It's called Young Preacher by Black Bones, who I believe is a newer artist. And of course, the favorite track on that album is Back in Uni featuring J5. So go listen to those albums if you haven't listened to them. And check it out and let me know what you think about them. And of course, there were some African songs that just defined the vibe of 2022. They defined the vibe because the pressure was getting worse. So if the pressure is getting worse, we need proper vibes to help us with the what? With the pressure. So some of you people may not understand what we are talking about, but now you may do. So let us talk about which African songs set the vibe for us. Mr. Money, what a vibe. Let's get it. So we have Last Last by Burna Boy. I mean, come on. There's no need to debate the fact that Last Last was one of the biggest African songs of 2022. As soon as Burna Boy released this song, it took off like a hurricane. There wasn't a single African or diaspora function that was not blasting this song from the rooftops. Through it, though, not through it. Hey, God, help me, Jesus. Though it was a breakup song, fans danced to the record, Sha. They danced to the record like as if it was a club banger. It was a lit club banger. The beauty of this song is the sampling of Toni Braxton's He Wasn't Man Enough for Me record. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, this sample gave DJs an easy transition from an R&B classic to a hit Afrobeats track. Every time I was at a function and I heard the DJ play He Wasn't Man Enough for Me, hey, 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 I just knew that they're about to drop Last Last right after. And I was always right because I'm a Virgo and we are always right. That is what they say. And then we have Tanzania by Uncle Waffles. Hey, this one was, I love this one. I love this one. Hey, Tanzania, Tanzania. Come on. First, I have to say that I am biased in choosing this record, of course, because the title represents the country of my birth. This track starts off with what sounds to be like bongo drums with the shaking of a percussion shaker instrument, doing what Ama piano songs do best, and that is to draw you into the present moment. Tanzania asserts a standing crowd that is ready to dance because of the intensity at which the beat drops take place, with an accompanying voice making sounds that are rhythmic and hype men like in the own right. And then we have Omlando by Nine Umba, Toast, and M. Duvar. And there's a song that had a chokehold on the online global African dance community. It was Omlando. This record had an entire dance dedicated to the consistent chompy-like rhythm that can be heard throughout the track. The Omlando dance followed an up and down rotating motion of one's leg as your whole body's literally going down and up again as you continue the rotating leg motion. I know it's confusing. Just go on TikTok and look. It'll type in UMLANDO, Omlando challenge, and you will find it. Some dancers became creative in this unique dance challenge that they would go as far as dancing on top of tables, porch fences, counters, chairs, cars, and more. Now, to really do this dance right, you had to throw in some calculated, you know, thrust motions as a way of enhancing the Omlando experience. Is what I saw. I'm not saying you have to do it, but that is what I saw. And then we have Selema Popo by Louis and Musa Keys. This is one of those songs that just automatically makes you happy from the first note drop of the keyboard that is accompanied by a repetition of both Swahili and South African phrases. Although this song was released at the end of 2021, it gained strong popularity in the summer of 2022. The song features Tanzanian artist Louis, who's relatively new to the scene, and the self-proclaimed Songa Michael Jackson, South African artist Musa Keys, who had some chart-topping songs since the release of his debut album WIDLYSM back in 2020. The musical arrangement of Selema Popo is not only a beautiful example of Tanzanian South African talent actualized in piano form, but done in such a way that leaves your shoulders, head, and knees in a state of poetic movement. As is true of all Ama Piano tracks, that beat drop is the most important factor in giving the sound the spark that one cannot find in any other music genre. The beat drops in this song make you want to bend your knees, raise your shoulders, and sway from side to side like you are slapping sense into the problems of this world. That is Selema Popo for you. And then we have Abalele by Kabza De Small, DJ Maforisa, and Ami Foku. You know those songs that when you play them, you just imagine being on a long road trip while the sun sets, driving in open fields that allow you to see miles on out. Well, Abalele is that song. To be one with nature is to listen to this song and just get in a state of pensiveness. This song discusses forgiveness in a relationship, which seems to be hinting at feelings that one naturally feels during a breakup or troubled times in a given relationship. The minute that the guitar starts playing and the singer Ami Fuku's voice comes on, you feel the need to just sit back and think about that lover with whom things just do not work out for whatever reason and come to peace with that outcome. Overall, the theme of this song is one that we all can also apply to friendship, especially when we need to ask forgiveness for when we did not meet the moment that our friendship called for in a given situation. Abalele calls for second chances in our relationships, be it romantic or platonic, and preaches the belief that grace only comes with understanding. This song was also released in late 2021, but garnered global attention in the African music scene in 2022. Now, there are a lot more songs that define the vibe, and I won't go through all of them, but I'll just list some of them just so you know. You can go check them out if you are not hip to the vibe. So we have Colossa by Oxlade. Colossa. Colossa. Go listen to that one. Great song. And then we have Electricity by Fields and Davido. Buga Lololo by Kiss Daniel Techno. I'm calling all the African aunties and uncles to the dance floor. Finesse by Fields and BNX NFKA Buju. And then we also have Ijo Laba Laba by Crayon, Soweto by Victony Temple, and Hamba Weno by Deep London Bule. All right, so, and then my top Afrobeat songs of 2022 were Sumba by Ashake featuring Burna Boy, of course, Calm Down by Rema, Samson and Delilah by CK featuring Myra Andrade, and then my top three Bongo Flava songs of 2022 were Napona by Nandi featuring Oxlade, Nakupenda by J Melody, which Napona means I heal. Nakupenda means I love you. That is also healing. And Shetani by Mboso featuring Costa Titch and Alpha Cat, which I talked about what Shetani meant earlier. So hopefully you paid attention. And then my top Ama Piano songs of 2022 are Tanzania by Uncle Waffles, Bastrata by DJ Maforisa, Tubu Short, Visca, and Umlando by Nine Umba Tos Mduvor. And then my top Francophone songs of 2022 were Amor by Fali Ipupa, Pas de Moi by Yalavis, Ambassadeur Animete, Brigada by Daju. Hey, butcher that one. Just check out Daju's song, Ambassadeur. And then my predictions of 2023. A Burna Boy and Wizkid Stadium run of 2022 is an indication of what's to come in the next year. I presume that more and more African artists will sell out stadiums and headline global music festivals. Rema or Ashake will sell out the O2 in 2023. I'm calling it. The increased popularity of Amapiano will lead to an increased awareness of Afro House music stemming from the continent. Often, I will hear friends confuse Amapiano and Afro House music, and in some ways, that is understandable. Amapiano and Afro House are two genres dominated by South Africa. Therefore, you tend to hear some rhythm and obvious language similarities in the various songs within these two music categories. And they do have some beat arrangements that kind of sound similar, but the beat drop is definitely unique to Amapiano and not Afro House necessarily. There will continue to be new hybrid genres being created on the continent. I still think that Amapiano will be at the forefront of whatever new fusion sound we come to hear. At some point, it will become harder and harder to decipher where African artists are from because of this trend of fusion sounds. Tems will give us a new album in 2023. God, I hope, I'm praying. And I would not be surprised if she received a Beyonce feature. I know. Okay, this might be a stretch, but if anybody can get one, it would be Tems. I predict that she will also be the first female Afrobeats artist to win a Grammy in 2023. I'm actually calling that. I actually could even bet money on that she will win a Grammy in 2023. And then Burna Boy and Bad Bunny will do a collaboration together. That might just be like, I don't know, just, you know, one of those dreams that I have. So let's hope that happens, because I would actually like to see what that sounds like. So hopefully it does happen. And then Francophone artists will release more songs with English lyrics in them. I don't know why I think that, but I just think that they will. You know, those of you who listen to Daiki, you can see, you know, when he releases some of his songs, he does incorporate, you know, some English lyrics. And I think, honestly, that just has to do with the fact that, you know, it's very difficult for the Anglophone crowd to get with that Francophone music. And it is unfortunate. And I get it. They don't understand the language. You know, heck, I don't really understand French. But nonetheless, you know, I grew up on Francophone music. I grew up on Congolese music. So, you know, to me, it's natural for me to gravitate towards Francophone music as much as I gravitate towards Anglophone music. So hopefully more of you Anglophone people, my Anglophone African people, please, please, please diversify your, you know, music or your, your playlist or whatever, and get more into the Francophone music. And so I think that's why. That's why I predict that those Francophone artists will start singing more in English, because they see that the Anglophone market is just huge. And, you know, if you really can break into that market as an African artist, you just kind of boom. And, you know, it just so happens that's, you know, the world is more Anglophone than it is Francophone. And so the music market, the global music market, is going to be more bended towards Anglophone artists. So maybe that's why I think that. And then African artists to watch for 2023, Pabi Kupa, who's from South Africa, Musa Keys, also from South Africa, Ashake, Nigeria, Ira Star, Nigeria, Louis, Tanzania, Abigail Chams, Tanzania, and Nikita Kering, Kenya. Actually, I will also add Rema. Obviously, like, he should be a person for you to continue to watch. Again, Nigeria. So, yeah, you know, as I come to the close of sort of this review, you know, I leave African artists with this quote as we enter the new year. Africa is my audience. The West and the rest are markets. And this is by Senegalese filmmaker Ousmane Sembene. A special thanks to my friends who offer their takes on the year in African music. Chuma Nzinge, Winnie Crone, Hanan Molin, and Kendrick Sole. And thank you for being a loyal reader and listener of Afrobanta, Afrobanta the blog site, and Afrobanta Beats podcast, for those who listen. And you know what? Have a blessed and wonderful new year. Asante sana na nakutakia heri ya mwaka mpya. Aya.
I hope this suffices, Bobby.